Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, my name is Jasmine, and I am a spiritual and mindset coach. I teach women how to become the best version of themselves and live their best lives through tapping into their spirituality, through changing their mindset, their beliefs, and helping them build their self-love and self-confidence. And it is 11:11 right now. That is an angel number of mine. Well, that is an angel number in general, and I actually have been seeing 11:11 so much, so I take that as a sign from my angels that I am on the right path and I am doing exactly what I am meant to be doing. Anyways, as you can tell from the title of this episode, I am going to be talking about the power of boundaries, knowing your worth, and being unapologetic. To get more specific, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how I went from having zero self-love to being 100% unapologetic about what I want and what I deserve, as well as how our self-worth or lack thereof can shape our lives, and just the power of boundaries and being so fucking unapologetic about what you want, what you deserve, and what you decide to be true for yourself. Before I get into this episode, I want to share my glow tip for the day. And my glow tip is to remind you girls to never ever doubt your powers and your capabilities and what you are able to manifest for yourself. So I want to share like my story behind this glow tip. So, you know, I'm in this phase in my life where everything in my life is so fucking aligned to who I am, to my purpose, and to what is true for my highest self. You know, I have an amazing career. I have amazing friendships. My relationship is the best it's ever been. I have all these amazing opportunities and things in my life, and I'm so grateful for each and every single one of these things. However, I'm in a place where I want even more and I want even better, and I'm not coming from a place of ungratefulness, because I am definitely 100% grateful for everything. But I personally believe that we are limitless beings. We can have everything we desire and then some, and it is safe for you to ask for even better and even more, even when you have received what it was that you initially asked for. As long as you are coming from a place of gratitude and joy. So it's not like I'm ungrateful for everything in my life right now, because that's definitely not the case, but I know that I am capable of even more. I've been in this space where, you know, everything is going really well, but I want more. And for the past few weeks, I've been trying to manifest even better opportunities, even more abundance into my life, and I've been noticing these blocks that have been preventing me from manifesting these things into my life. And I started doubting my abilities. Like, I started doubting my power and what I felt I was worthy of and what I was capable of. Because when I set the intention to manifest more into my life, I noticed all of these limiting beliefs starting to pop up again. I started noticing that I was telling myself, you know, things like, are you really capable of having even more in your life? Do you really think it's possible for you? Are you even worthy of that? Like, are you sure? And so I've been trying, you know, these past few weeks to work through these limiting beliefs and these blocks, because I know that is what's preventing me from having what is rightfully mine. And, you know, I've been working at it through journaling and meditation and affirmations and just reprogramming my mind, basically. And so this morning, I woke up, I did my morning routine and all of that, and I still could feel in the back of my mind, I still was carrying these limiting beliefs. And so after my morning routine, I was heading to the gym, and as I was driving, I don't know if this has ever happened to any of you girls, but I mean, I know this happens to me a lot, but sometimes I'm driving and I'm not really present, like I'm not paying attention to where I'm going, but it's not like I'm distracted or I'm on my phone or anything like that. I'm just not present. And so that's what happened to me this morning as I was driving to the gym. I wasn't really paying attention to where I was going, and I was kind of like in my thoughts. And when I finally realized that I had passed my gym, I realized that I was on the same street that I used to drive on my way to work when I was working a 9-to-5. And when I, you know, came back to reality, I realized like all of the old memories and feelings I used to have when I was working my 9-to-5 started resurfacing. And I just remember how I used to feel driving every single day on my way to work. And I just remember forcing myself to try so hard to be positive and to be grateful. And I would, you know, do my morning routine every single morning before I went to work and tell myself that I'm grateful to have a job and I'm grateful to be able to pay my bills and be independent. But none of that worked for me because my soul knew that I was not in alignment to my truth, and my soul knew that this job was not meant for me. And it didn't matter how many times I tried to like change my perspective around this job, I wasn't happy, and my soul was not going to let me lie to myself. And so I just remember every morning when I was on my way to work, I remember thinking to myself, like, universe, I can't wait for the day until I am living in full alignment to my truth. Not just, you know, half my life, but my whole life, where my career, my social life, my whole life is in alignment to my truth. I remember thinking, I can't wait until I'm doing what I know I was brought here to do, and I can't wait till I'm living my purpose and I have all this freedom and flexibility to live my life under my terms. And I realized that I am doing that now. And it happened way faster than I thought it would play out. This time last year, I was working that 9-to-5 thinking, I can't wait until I'm living the life that I want to live. And a year later, I am living that life. I am living in full alignment to my truth. I am doing exactly what I feel I was called, I was brought here to do. I have all these amazing people in my life, and I am just like living my dream life now. And I feel that my intuition, the universe, God, it purposely made me miss my destination and took me on the road that I used to drive on to remind myself how fucking powerful I really am, and to remind myself that whatever it is I want and I desire, I can have. Because a year ago today, the life that I'm living now, the job that I have now, the people in my life that I have now, last year, I thought that was impossible for me. I thought it would take years before I could have what it is I have now. So it was just a big, like, aha moment for me, a big realization, like, wait a minute, like, why am I doubting what it is that I can manifest? Why am I doubting what I'm worth and what I can and can't have? Why am I putting these limits on myself? Because we are so fucking powerful. And that is my glow tip to you girls, is don't doubt how fucking powerful you are and what you can make happen for yourself with the help of the universe. And I want you girls to think about your own life and what it is you have right now, whether it's a person, a job, an opportunity, an amount of money, your body, whatever. At one point in time, that thing or person was something you once dreamed about, and it is now in your reality. So don't ever fucking doubt or put limits on what it is you can and can't have, because we are limitless beings in a limitless universe, and everything that we desire is already out here in this world. It already exists. It's just up to us to allow ourselves for that thing or person or opportunity to enter our lives. That's it. And that is just my glow tip for you guys. I don't think I would have had this realization if I hadn't missed my destination and gone onto the wrong street, because all of those emotions and memories I had, you know, came back and reminded me, like, hey, no, like, don't doubt yourself. You can do this. So that is my glow tip for you girls. So I hope you resonate with it, are able to apply it into your own lives, and I hope it helps you to not doubt your greatness and potential. Now let's go ahead and move on into today's episode. So as you can tell from the title of this episode, I'm going to be talking about the power of boundaries, the power of knowing your fucking worth and being absolutely 100% unapologetic about what it is you deserve, what it is you want, and what it is that you won't put up with. As someone who used to lack any form of self-confidence or self-love, I am now a huge advocate for self-love and helping girls find their self-worth and value. And there are so many elements that plays a role on how someone chooses to love themselves and value themselves. And for me, one of the biggest key elements that I think every person should include in their self-love practice is boundaries. So I see a lot of quotes on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and all that talk about boundaries. But my favorite quote of all time regarding boundaries that I feel best describes why having boundaries is important is this quote. And the quote is, "The only people who have a problem with you having boundaries are the people who benefited from you having none." And if there is anything I want you girls to take away from this episode, it's that quote right there. That the only people who have a problem with you setting boundaries for yourself are the people who benefited from you having none. I'm going to get more in depth on that in this episode, but before I do that, I wanted to share how I went from having zero self-love to being 100% unapologetic about what I feel I deserve, and in order to help you girls on your self-love journey. So before I began my whole spiritual and self-love journey, I was a person who didn't value myself. I didn't know my worth. I didn't know how to put my happiness first. And I didn't have any sense of boundaries. And as a result of this lack of self-love and lack of boundaries, I attracted people, friends, jobs, relationships, and situations that also didn't value my worth. And for a long period of time, I had friends who treated me like shit. I had one friend in high school who supposedly was my best friend at the time. And I remember one birthday of mine, she completely ruined my birthday because she didn't like where I decided to have my birthday at, and she didn't like some of the people who were going. So she made this big old drama about not going to my birthday, and she made it all about her. And at the time, it really hurt my feelings, and it made me feel unloved and unimportant because this was my best friend who couldn't put her pettiness aside to be there for me. But that was all because I didn't value myself. So of course I would attract a friend who didn't value me either, right? And aside from that, I also was in relationships where my partners would just take and take from me, but never give anything in return. And I had jobs where I was overworked and underpaid, or where the management treated me absolutely like shit. And if we know anything about the law of attraction, it's that like attracts like. You attract into your life what you are. And I was a person who was filled with unworthiness, doubt, lack of confidence. So it only makes sense that I attracted the same type of people in situations that affirmed what I already believed about myself. And of course, you know, at the time, I didn't see it this way. I was completely unaware to the fact that this was all what I had manifested for myself. And instead of realizing that, I blamed everyone and everything else around me for my unhappiness. But once I started to dive into my spirituality and my self-love journey, I was able to recognize that I was the problem, because I was the common denominator for everything in my life that I wasn't happy with. So once I was able to recognize that I was the problem, I started to make changes within myself. And a funny thing happened. When I started loving myself more, valuing myself more, and setting boundaries for myself, I noticed people started dropping like flies from my life. People started to have a problem with me because I was treating myself better and I was deciding to put myself first. And they had a problem with that because they no longer could benefit from me. And that's why I feel the quote of, you know, the only people who have a problem with you having boundaries are the people who benefited from you having none, is so important to understand, because it's so easy for others to make you feel like you're the bad guy if you're not aware to the fact that these people were just taking advantage of you. So when I did start to show myself more self-love and set boundaries, I had friends who would try and make me feel guilty for doing so. You know, they would tell me that I was a horrible friend, or they would completely stop speaking to me, all because I was no longer allowing them to use me. And to be completely honest, in the beginning, I questioned myself so much. I would ask myself, am I a bad friend? Am I a bad person for choosing myself first and for setting these boundaries? Like, I just doubted myself so much. And it was because I allowed these people's projections to affect the way that I felt and viewed myself. And I also dealt with these same doubts at work and in my relationships. But recently, I was in a situation where I needed to set my boundaries with a friend of mine. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt really empowered and proud of myself for not allowing this situation to make me feel guilty and for not questioning myself. And in that moment, I realized how much I had grown from, again, being a person who didn't have any sense of self-worth and who allowed people to mistreat me, to feeling guilty for having boundaries, to now being so fucking unapologetic about what I deserve. So I wanted to talk about my journey, as well as the steps I took to reach this point in my life, and how you can also learn to be unapologetic about your boundaries, about what you want out of life, and just understanding the power in knowing your worth. And so the reason why I feel it's important to have a sense of self-worth and boundaries is because we set the foundation for how others treat us. How can we expect people to love and respect us if we can't love and respect ourselves, right? When you don't have any sense of self-worth, or you don't know how to place proper boundaries for yourself, you're giving people the opportunity to take advantage of you, to mistreat you, and to just simply use you in ways that you may not want to be used. when I was in this space of not having any sense of self-worth, I wasn't happy. I didn't like how my life was going. I didn't like who was around me or how I was being treated. But I had to learn that if I wanted my life to change, my relationships and friendships to change, and my circumstances to change, I had to change first. If you want to see any change in your external world, change has to happen in your internal world first. And when you know what you're worth, what you're willing to put up with, what you're not willing to put up with, what your boundaries are, you are setting yourself and your life to a high standard and a high baseline. You're telling, when you do this, you're telling the universe, yourself, and other people, this is what I'm worth, this is what I expect, nothing less. And when you do this, you eliminate many unfitting people and situations from your life. The way to cultivate the power of self-worth and setting boundaries is simple. The first thing that you need to do is decide. You need to just simply decide. Decide you're worth more than what you're being given and how you're being treated. Decide that you want better for yourself. Decide that you're not going to allow yourself to be mistreated or used under any circumstances. Decide that you're worthy of being valued, appreciated, respected. And just decide, because when you decide on these things, you're pretty much sending the universe an energetic message that says, hey, I'm worthy of more. And the universe will respond back by giving you opportunities and challenges to prove what it is that you're claiming. But for anything to change, you need to decide it for yourself. So the next thing you need to do is follow through on your decision. So as I mentioned, when you decide on something, the universe will respond by giving you opportunities to practice what it is that you're preaching. So this may seem challenging, and that's because, well, it is. And the only way to truly grow and change is in the midst of what it is you're trying to grow and change from. So for example, let's say you're deciding that you're worthy to be respected and treated the way you want to be treated in a relationship. You're deciding that you're no longer going to allow yourself to be treated the way you have always allowed yourself to be treated. And so what the universe will do is bring you a test or two or a few to see if you really mean what you say. So the universe may bring you a person who is the exact opposite of what it is you're saying you want. So the universe will bring you a person who may treat you the way that you have always been treated in your past. And it will do this to see if you mean what it is that you say you want. And I personally have experienced this so much where I say I'm not going to allow myself to be treated a certain way, and then I get a person who treats me the exact way I said I wasn't going to allow myself to be treated. And it's all a test, and it's all an opportunity to grow and to choose differently. Because what happens is when you do choose differently and you do follow through on what it is that you decided you want, you're letting the universe know that you're serious and that you mean what you say. So deciding what it is that you want for yourself, for your life, in your relationships, your friendships, is like the first thing you need to do to build, you know, your sense of self-worth. And then following through with what it is that you're claiming is the next thing you need to do to prove to yourself and the universe that, like, you're serious. Now, I want to move along to talking about setting your boundaries and being unapologetic about them and about what you want. As I mentioned, I had to learn to not feel guilty about setting boundaries for myself and raising my standards. And The way that I did this was by simply affirming that I was worthy of what I wanted for myself, and by also surrounding myself with people who saw my worth as well. And when it comes to setting boundaries, that is a very, very personal thing for everyone. So I don't want to tell you guys what boundaries to set for yourself exactly, but these are mine and these are boundaries that I've set for myself, and I refuse to negotiate these boundaries of mine. They are set in stone and I will not change them unless I decide it's time to change them. So just to give you like some ideas of what my boundaries are, is one of my boundaries is to dedicate the first at least 30 minutes or an hour to myself. Before I get to work, respond to messages, or do anything, I must spend the first moments of the morning reconnecting back to myself. So this includes my morning routine, working out, journaling, meditating, or whatever it is I feel inspired to do that day. And the reason that I do this is because I believe that in order for me to show up in the best possible way for my friends, my clients, my partner, my family, or anyone else, I need to fill up my cup first and show up for myself first. And that is why that is one of my boundaries, because I always want to try and do my best and be my best for others. And I know the only way to do that is to show up and be the best for myself. Another one of my boundaries is that I do not allow any negative energy or people into my life. Like, that's just, I don't have room for it. It doesn't belong in my life. There is no space for it. I don't have the time for it. So if this means not going to certain events or places where I know people I don't vibe with will be, then I won't go. And I'm not going to let anyone make me feel guilty or bad for standing true to my boundaries, because this is my life and it's my energy and I decide what is in my space. And another boundary is that I refuse to allow people to treat me like their therapist. And so this has been a little tricky one, because I am becoming a certified life coach and I feel that I naturally have a very nurturing energy to me. So I feel because of that, I attract a lot of people who treat me like I'm their therapist. And don't get me wrong, I love helping people. I love giving advice and showing up for people and all of that. If you're my friend and I feel as though you're only coming to me with your problems but never asking me how I am or what's going on with me, then I will not hold space for that in my life, because I'm not a therapist. That's just a boundary that I have. And I feel like a lot of empaths and a lot of people who are of a nurturing nature, they struggle with finding this balance of wanting to help people but then being taken advantage of and being treated like a free therapist. And it's important to set and find that balance, because if you don't, you will find yourself resenting your friends who treat you that way. But it really isn't their fault if you're not speaking up, if you're not setting those boundaries in place. It's not their fault, because they might be unaware to what it is they're doing and how it's making you feel. These are just some of my boundaries that I set for myself, and yours may look completely different. But again, it's a personal thing. You need to find your boundaries that feel right to you, but the key thing is to not allow people to make you feel bad for putting yourself first and for setting your boundaries. And what I have to say is, the people who truly love you and want the best for you will respect your boundaries. And if they don't, do they really love and respect you? And an example of this is actually the other evening, my boyfriend came home from work. I hadn't seen him all day. I didn't really speak to him. And I wanted to spend the evening with him watching a movie. He told me, like, I know you want to watch this movie with me. I know I haven't seen you all day, but I'm honestly so exhausted. I'm tired and I just want to go to bed. And at first I was like, how dare you? Like, I haven't seen you all day. But then he was like, I'm setting my boundaries and I just hope you respect that. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, I'm not going to be selfish and force you to stay up and watch a movie when you're exhausted and you're tired. I respect your boundaries. And that is a perfect, simple example of what it looks like for someone to set their boundaries and for another person to respect them. Because when a person sets their boundaries, it's not even about you. And the people who have a problem with you setting your boundaries is because they're making it about them. Because you're essentially taking away something from them that doesn't even belong to them, which is you and your energy or whatever it is that you're setting a boundary on. And so when you begin to set boundaries for yourself and you begin to love yourself more and be just unapologetic, you may notice people having a problem with it. And I'm telling you right now, the people that have a problem with it are the ones that you need to distance yourself from. Because people who truly, truly, genuinely want the best for you and care about you are going to respect it no matter what. And honestly, when you get to a point, like let's say you set a boundary and somebody doesn't like it, but you really don't care that they don't like it, that is such an empowering feeling. And when you're doing this, you're stepping into a higher and more powerful version of yourself because you know what you're worth and you know what you're willing to put up with and what you're not. And it's just the essence of empowerment. And when you're able to step into this strong and empowering version of yourself, there isn't anything anyone can do or say that will question who you are and or your worth. And you'll be able to take on anything that comes your way because you just are in this ease of knowing that you're fucking powerful and you're worthy. And you just have this inner knowing that you can have and do what you want. And that in itself is the essence of living the glow life and being your best self. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope this helps you to step into your own power, to find your worth, set your boundaries, and be unapologetic about it all. And if you liked this episode, please share it on your social media, tag me in it, send it to somebody who you think needs to hear this. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.